This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1925, Tricky English Prepositions, Grammar for Each Other versus One Another. Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection, with your American host, Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz, and Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, coming to you from Arizona and Colorado, USA. To get real-time transcripts right on your phone and create your personalized vocabulary list, try the All Ears English app for iOS and Android. Start your 7-day free trial at allearsenglish.com/app.
The words together, each other, and one another can create a sense of togetherness. How can you use these correctly in your global workplace for stronger connections? Find out today.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hey there, Aubrey. How's everything going today?
Hi, I'm great, Lindsay. How's your morning going?
It's good. I'm getting ready for a big trip coming up pretty soon. So it's hectic, but it's good. It's good.
Yes. Hectic is good, right? Keep you busy, keep you on your toes. Ooh. But sometimes it can be a little much.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. So what are we getting into today?
Well, I have a question for you.
All right. I'm always ready.
We had a great listener question that we're going to dive into to get today. Which we will share with you. But first, I am curious, Lindsay, what do you think is one way that our listeners and students can help each other?
One way they can help each other. Good question. I think it's by leaving a review and a rating for the All Ears English Podcast. Aubrey, why is that? How does that allow our students to help each other?
Yes, that's so true, right? The more listeners we have, the better questions we get, which makes for better episodes. And it's the best way to let other people know about the podcast, right? The more reviews there are, the more 5-star ratings, the more people find out about the podcast, which will just increase how many good questions we have to answer.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Maybe another listener has a question that you have too, but you just don't think of it, right? We need many heads here, many minds, many brains together to send us your questions so we can have fantastic episodes that we all can help each other. So I want to shout out and announce the names of some reviewers. And remember, guys, when you review the show and rate the show, you, especially when you write an actual review, you get your name announced on the show. So thank you to Nagar Egbali from Iran. I can't read this person's name, but a reviewer on October 18th from China. K. Rio Riep from the U.S., T.D. Tubsen from Switzerland, and Domin SF from the U.S. Aubrey, these are awesome. Fantastic reviews, and I just want to say thank you.
Yes, thank you for the reviews, guys, of All Ears English, of all of our podcasts. We read them. We're excited for them. Leave questions in reviews. We love it.
I love it. So I'm going to go ahead and read the student question, the listener question, so we can dive right in. Are you ready?
Yes, let's do it.
Here we go. Hi, Lindsay and Michelle. You are amazing. Thank you for your useful and interesting podcast. I love it. That's fantastic. Can you explain to me what is the difference between each other and one another? I'm never sure about it. Thank you, Vittoria. I love it. Such a good question. And actually, I wonder about that too, Aubrey, as a native speaker.
It's tricky, right? I guarantee you this is something native speakers don't really think about. They just know which one sounds right. They know which one to use from hearing English their whole lives, but it's not something that we think about, right?
Yes. But I hope there's a clear difference. Yeah.
Right. In the question I asked you, right, what's a way our listeners can help each other? Mm-hmm. I used the first one there, each other. And this is really interesting to think about. How are they different? How are they interchangeable? So this will be a great topic to dive into today.
Oh my gosh. Let's just start by talking about each other. Let's break down each one and what are the differences and when can they actually be interchangeable for our listeners? So each other. What's the vibe?
Yeah. So first of all, it's a little bit less formal, right? Both each other and one another express that what they mean is that each person in a group of two or more does something to the others in the group. So they are similar. They're often interchangeable, but we'll show some phrases to show you that each other is just a bit less formal and therefore used more often.
I definitely use this one more often. What about you, Aubrey?
Yeah. Yes, there are times where I'll say one another, but it is quite a bit more formal.
Yeah.
And the other thing that's interesting is each other can be two people or more, whereas we'll talk about one another in a moment, but it's a little bit different.
Ah, I love it. Is there anything else that we need to know about each other?
Yeah, we're going to share a couple of examples here of when we would use each other, especially in business. This is super useful if you work in English. You might say, we're supporting each other on this deal. For sales, we hear that all the time. You have the whole sales team supporting each other.
Right. Or our listeners and students support each other in the Facebook groups. We've seen that with our courses. We have a Facebook group for many of our courses. And you see that every day, right, Aubrey? That our listeners support each other. They encourage each other. They welcome each other to the group. Yeah.
Yes. I love it. They can post their questions there. For each course we have, there's a Facebook group. So supportive and active. Very, very fun.
I love it.
And then how about this, just to say, they carpool with each other. This is something I do almost every day. Carpools
to different kids' sports. Wow.
I know, because when you have four children, they're each in different sports activities. You have to get the carpools together.
That is a lot of time in the car. I hope you like your car.
But that's why you have the carpool, is so that I don't have to drive every week, right?
True.
If we can get four kids in a carpool, then I only have to drive one out of four times. That's much
better. That's really good. It's like chunking the work, right? And so maybe you spend a lot of time that one day going to everyone's houses, but those other weeks you do nothing. You don't have to, you just get picked. Your kid gets picked up. That must feel
Make
amazing.
Sure your kid has so their smart. Cleats and their soccer ball and send them out the door.
So good. Okay, so that's the gist of each other. Now let's flip to one another. How's it different?
Yes. So it's definitely more formal and it's used to talk about more than two people. You cannot use it when you're just talking about two people like you can with each other, right?
Oh, okay.
So that's interesting that it has to be more than two people. And it's usually for bigger ideas. Like you might hear someone say, love one another, be kind to one another.
Mm.
And if you think about it, it's usually not talking about one person's action. It's a little more general about what all people should do.
Okay, so I could have used this too then. Is that right, Aubrey? When we talked about our listeners leaving reviews to help one another, because more, obviously we have more than two listeners, clearly.
Yes. And that's where you can see they're sometimes interchangeable. Natives would equally say, you know, help each other or help one another by leaving a review. I hear both all the time. I use both.
Yeah, there's also to me a certain connotation of harmony when I hear the phrase one another. It feels like we're trying to create more of a sense of harmony. It's a little more like theoretical. Do you have that too? Or is that just weird?
Yeah. No, okay. I think you're right. Exactly. Yeah. Because often when we use this one another, because it has to be more than two people, we're thinking often about the larger group, right?
Yeah.
Society in general, or all of our students together, right? Whereas often when we use each other, it is two people or a smaller group. And so we're sort of thinking smaller.
Right. Like I'm sure that the phrase, for example, just to drive this idea home, the phrase one another would be more likely to be used in like a song from the 70s, like a John Lennon song or something.
Right. For sure. We're talking about peace and harmony.
Yeah, for sure.
Like there's actually a song I've heard called Love One Another.
Okay. And that might actually be by the Beatles. I don't know.
No, it's not the Beatles.
For example.
But they may have one like that for sure.
I don't know why, but my mind goes to like hippie culture in the 70s when I hear the phrase one another.
But you might hear it at work too, for sure. We use this in business English. You might hear, you know, if you're assigning responsibilities for a project or something, you could say, consider one another's strengths when assigning team responsibilities, right? And so we do use this sort of in a smaller sense as well.
Mm-hmm.
It is interesting how it does have that little bit of a connotation of like positivity of like,
get along.
Let's consider one another's strengths. Let's do this the best way we can.
Right. Let's all get along. Let's make this work, you know, as a group. It does have a certain connotation, a positive connotation. I love it. Okay. So then what else do we need to know? Is there anything we can extend this episode into to give a little bonus for our listeners?
Yes. As I was preparing this, a lot of the sentences I was looking at, I was thinking, I actually would say together instead. So I had to really think about this. I did the Google deep dive for you guys.
Deep dive.
Don't
Thank
think
you.
About this, like we said. And we often replace with together. If it's something we do together, instead of saying with each other, we'll say together, but only in certain contexts, right? So let's go into some of the prepositions that we use with together instead of with each other or with one another.
Yeah.
And then we'll share with you when we cannot say together instead.
It is a true connection skill to be able to mirror someone's enthusiasm in English. But to be able to do it, you need the right vocabulary and strategies. Lindsay and I show you how to do it in an episode coming up soon, which you don't want to miss. So make sure you hit follow on All Ears English. Just hit the follow button wherever you like to listen and we'll drop right into your listening queue.
Okay, right. So we're giving our listeners a little bonus, a little extra learning for today. So guys, this is additional, you know, and let's see if we can get it. Here we go. Yeah. They carpool together, right?
Yeah. So when I wrote that example, they carpool with each other. Mm-hmm. That's grammatically accurate. I wouldn't say that. I would say they carpool together, right? Whether I'm talking about two people or a big group, we often are going to, it's a little less formal and a little more native to say together instead.
Okay. Yeah. Or they talk together. Mm-hmm. Which you could also say they talk to each other. Right?
Yes. And as again, I had that, I think, in the role play. I was like, they talk to each other. And then it's grammatically correct, but it's just one of those things where natives, in order to be more informal, maybe in order to be faster, we often instead will say they talk together.
Okay. But I also feel like, couldn't we just say they talk? Because if it's just the two of them, it almost feels a little redundant to me to say they talk together, depending on the context, I guess.
Very good point, right? Depending on the context, we often will drop all of it. We won't say each other. We won't say together.
It's obvious.
It's implied,
right?
Yeah. They're talking, they talk, we know who's there, so we won't say either. That's a really good point.
Yeah, love it. What else? What else?
So instead of for each other, we would say like they decide together. Right? Instead of they decide for someone, together they decide.
I love it. Or they throw the ball together, or this means they throw the ball at each other.
Exactly, right? So that at each other, I'm doing something at another person. Awesome. Often we'll just say together. They're throwing the ball together.
Yeah. Or they stand together, meaning next to each other. Let's say they go to a parade or a concert or something. They stand together. Yes.
So we could say by, beside, or next to, by each other. Instead, we often will just say together. They stand together.
I like it. I like it. Is there something else? Is there a time when we don't do that?
Yeah, this we promise this. We want to share when we do not do this, right? You can't say together when it's not something you do together with another person, right? If it's something you do as an individual. So for example, care about, think about, love each other or one another, you can't say together. You can't say we care together, we love together. So when it's an action that you do as an individual or as a group, but not something that you do together, does that make sense?
Yeah, that's interesting.
The word together.
Right, because, you know, I guess it kind of points more to physical position or having to be in the same space, right? And love, care for, something that happens in your head emotionally.
Yes, exactly, so, right? They're more metaphorical actions, state of verbs, these things where we're not actually
doing something. Yes.
If it's a state of being or something that you really can only do as an individual, you can't do it together with another person, so we wouldn't say it that way.
I love it. Aubrey, I think we should jump right into the role play and save the little bonus for another episode so that
Sounds
our listeners
good.
Can make sure they just master what we're doing here today.
Okay. All so right. In this role play, you're a high school teacher. Mm-hmm. You're giving instructions to me, your student, and I am working on a group project with other students.
Okay.
Often we need more people for some of these verbs, right?
Sounds
for
like
some
a of these common phrases. Situation for together and each other. I love it. Here we go. Did you talk to each other to come up with a plan?
Yes, we met up with each other and figured out a timeline and our theme, which is showing compassion to one another.
Awesome. You'll need to brainstorm with each other again today to divide responsibilities.
Awesome. So we've used a few of them here. Let's go through to make sure we can understand why, right?
Yep.
So first, did you talk to each other? And again, just like you said, you could say, did you talk to come up with a plan?
Did you talk?
Or did you talk together? But we would often drop both to save time and just say, did you talk?
Yeah, I like it. I like it. And then, let's see, you said, we're coming up with a theme.
We met up with each other.
Right? We met up with each other and figured out a timeline. And our theme, which is showing compassion to one another, right?
Exactly. So we have both here, right? We met up with each other.
Mm-hmm.
And then, and again, we could just say we met up and drop with each other.
I think, yeah.
We might say, you know, just we met up and figured out a timeline. Mm-hmm. Or we could use together. We met together and figured out a timeline. So definitely options. They all mean the same thing. You'll hear natives use them all, but we do often drop with each other is implied very often.
I love it. And then I said, awesome. You'll need to brainstorm with each other, right? Again today to divide responsibilities. So that basically means, or you could have said, you'll need to brainstorm together.
Yes. Right? And again, could just drop it, right? You'll need to brainstorm today, right? Because it's implied that you will, that's something you will do with each other or together.
Mm. It'd be really interesting just for a little cultural insight today to take transcripts of everyday life. If we could somehow get, you know, for example, in the US versus, let's say, Japan, another country where maybe values are more towards the group versus the individual. And if we could pull out the amount of together words that we use in English in our daily lives versus in a country like Japan or somewhere else that values that collective space.
That would be fascinating.
Yes.
Right? A quantitative study of all the times people say together or each other words, phrases like this in different languages.
I would love
to read that.
Sociolinguistics. So if we have any sociolinguists or anyone who's involved in cultural anthropology, linguistic anthropology, if you want to go do that study, we will interview you on All Ears English. That's the kind of thing we love. I love it. Good stuff. And I also just want to note, sometimes in English, we just say together, like, for example, at a sporting event or someone as an orchestra, right? If someone's together, all together now, we just use the word together as kind of something we shout out. Right.
Meaning everyone all at once.
Yes.
Everyone at the same time will just say together or together now.
Love it. All right, Aubrey, what's the takeaway for our listener? We covered a lot, but we focused in really clearly on just a few things here.
Yes, for sure. And this vocabulary, each other, one another, it is extremely useful, both in regular conversations and in business English. It's really interesting to think about this and know when you can drop it, when they're interchangeable, right? Whether you're working with others on a project or chatting with friends, knowing how to use these will definitely come in handy.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, if you guys are working in a multinational global workplace, you know, and you know you have colleagues from other parts of the world, especially if you know maybe from cultures that value this coming together more than maybe your culture does, try throwing these words in more often and see what happens. That might help you build the rapport. This is the level we have to be at if we're going to be global professionals, right, Aubrey?
Yes, definitely. That is the best way to build that network, right?
Whoa.
That network that you need to be a successful business professional.
I love it. So good. So thoughtful and interesting. I love it. All right, Aubrey, I'll see you in the next one. Have a good
one. Thanks, Lindsay.
Bye. Bye. Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.